scores of Iraqi women and girls have been victimized by the terrorist group ISIL, also known as Daesh. They include members of the Yazidi community, an ethnic and religious minority. The women have suffered rape, sexual assault, forced displacement, abduction, slavery, forced religious conversion, and other human rights abuses. Liz Throssell is a spokesperson with the UN Human Rights Office, which is based in Geneva.
UN High Commissioner Zedrad al-Hussein has said that the physical, mental and emotional injuries inflicted by ISIL are almost beyond comprehension, and that if victims are to rebuild their lives and those of their children, they need both justice and redress. The Iraqi government has the obligation under domestic law and international human rights law to ensure all victims have access to justice and reparations. This obligation includes ensuring accountability of the alleged perpetrators through trials before independent and impartial tribunals, conducted in a gender-sensitive manner so as not to perpetuate victim suffering.
The report contains several recommendations, for example, regarding access to justice, provision of support and care for victims, and information and counseling services to reunite separated families. It also addresses the plight of hundreds of children born to mothers in areas controlled by ISIL. Some do not have birth certificates, others have ISIL-issued documents which the Iraqi authorities do not acknowledge. Ms. Throssell of the UN Human Rights Office said this is deeply troubling.
The situation of hundreds of children born to women in ISIL-controlled areas without birth certificates or whose ISIL-issued documents are not accepted by the government of Iraq or the Kurdistan regional government is deeply troubling. Birth registration requires the parents to present proof of marital status, and two witnesses must confirm the circumstances of the child's birth. Exceedingly difficult in the case of children whose parents may be dead or missing, where the father's identity is not known, where a child has been abandoned due to stigma, or for those who live in IDB camps where no civil status officers or courts operate.
The UN Human Rights Office underscored that children born in ISIL-controlled areas have the same legal rights as any other Iraqi citizen. It has called on the government to take measures to ensure these children are not marginalized or abused. They also should not fall victim to discrimination, the UN Human Rights Office added, referring to the fact that the children's birth certificates will include references to their being born out of wedlock or having a father linked to ISIL, an ACADMU United Nations.